Mr. Chairperson, at the outset, I would like to congratulate you, Ambassador Sterk, upon the assumption of your role as Chairperson of Main Committee 1 and express our delegation's full cooperation and support in the discharge of your duties. Mr. Chairperson, we would like to make a few general comments under this agenda item. Firstly, as we previously stated, Israel attaches great importance to the CCW and recognizes its value as the forum which includes the most relevant actors and with the ability to strike an appropriate balance between military and humanitarian considerations. This renders the CCW's achievements as those which have the greatest practical effects on the ground, and Israel believes that it must maintain the strengths in all nature and all future efforts. Secondly, we would like to join others in thanking Ambassador Ogasawara from Japan for his leadership and professional work as chair of AP2 this year. Our thanks to the IED coordinators, Mr. Castillo Castaro and Colonel Levant, for their successful efforts and work on the IED declaration. Regarding IEDs, the use of IEDs is a devastating problem plaguing many regions around the world, as IEDs are the weapon of choice by many terrorist organizations. We welcome the recent decision in the first committee on IEDs, as well as a declaration which is to be submitted to this review conference. Furthermore, my delegation fully supports the continued work of the group of experts on this issue. We hope that our collective and dedicated work assists in mitigating the unlawful production and use of IEDs, including through preventing unauthorized transfers of materials used to produce IEDs. Third, we note that Israel has consistently submitted its compliance report as well as its annual report to amended Protocol 2. Israel attaches great importance to these reports and views this information sharing tool as valuable to our efforts in the protection of civilians. Fourth, Israel is of the view that it is important to promote the universalization of the convention, and more specifically, calls upon the parties to the original Protocol 2 to consider acceding to amended Protocol 2. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.